Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the things that's kind of cool about being in this area and trying to pay attention to what's going on locally in the wine production area is we get invited to some functions from time to time and get a chance to really kind of get the state of the art on what's going on with Maryland wines.
Yeah, the Maryland Wineries Association has been putting on for the last 2 years their winter wine event. And it's been at the Evergreen House. I went last week, and Hugh, this was just a spectacular event. You were there last year.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. It is a snapshot of the industry. What we get are about 40 of the best wines, Maryland's best wines, and a chance to taste them all. And this year, I was just knocked out. I could not be more enthusiastic or excited about Maryland wine right now.
That's super.
It's really amazing. I noticed some really interesting themes while I was tasting. I'll run them down. First of all, 2011 was a very tough year here in Maryland.
Okay.
A lot of rain coming at the wrong time, and it just stayed wet. But despite that, our best winemakers did surprisingly well with both whites and reds. So just some really good efforts and just good winemaking. A lot of people now are using Chambersin as a blending grape.
Interesting.
A lot of them are working with Chambersin and Bordeaux varietals, and that was a new trend that was pretty pronounced this year. Several of the new young wineries are doing exceptionally well, and these are folks that have just been around for just, you know, a couple of years. Great Shoals has their sparkling Vidal. Crow Vineyards up in Kent County has Vidal Blanc and a Barbera Rosé. Port of Leonardtown, great Chambersin, great Chardonnay, but the best of all is Old Westminster. And I'm going to right now say that their 2011 Chardonnay is the best Chardonnay I've ever tasted from Maryland, and it is the most exciting wine I've tasted this year.
Wow.
I have already got a case. I'm angling to get another. If you like white Burgundy, then you're going to like this wine because that's exactly what it tastes like. Pouligny-Monrachet flavors with a Meursault body.
Interesting.
And at $28, I'm certainly willing to pay that for wine of this quality. I've had it 5 times, extremely consistent every time I taste it. My only caveat is serve it well chilled.
Okay.
That's when it all comes together. The Old Guard are doing very well, too. I tasted Cygnus's Sparkling Vidal, bone dry, really nice, great oyster wine.
Mm-hmm.
Bordy has a wonderful rosé and their South Mountain Red blend. And Elk Run's Merlot from 2011, really, really nice. Woodhull had an Italian sort of blend, their Piemonte. And Bassignani's Lorenzino from 2007. Yeah, you got to aerate it very, very well. Decant it, give it a couple hours. And when it opens up, it's like drinking a good Bordeaux. The group that I call the millennial group of wineries, those are the people like Black Ankle, have been around for a few years. They're doing extremely well. They're Rolling Hills 2011, really nice. Sugarloaf's Evo, which is a red blend from 2010, and their Comus from 2011 were great. Knob Hall's White Oak is a white blend. Linganore's Redskins blend. Slack's Barbera. So much is going really well these days for Maryland wine. People have got to get out there and try them. They're going to be available at stores all over the area, and they're not that hard to find. Talk to your wine merchant, and be sure to go online to look at all of my notes on these things, because there's so many good things out there to get. So you got to get into it too now.
Yep, I will.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.